Welcome to Explain the Prophetic, where each week I give you a prophetic perspective, and we sometimes have interviews, and we're looking together for how hearing God's voice can change not only our lives, but the world around us. You can hear God, and as you build that connection, your whole life will change. Remember to follow me at social media, at Sean Bowles, or subscribe to this podcast. My prophetic word this week is exciting because it's going to help many of you make sense of the season you're in, because God is setting so many people apart right now, and we feel separated when you're set apart. A lot of times it means to separate or consecrate. Many of you are going through a season maybe of healing, or you're going through a season of emotional development or empowerment, or you're going through a season of really going deep in the Word of God and prayer. But maybe it's different than other seasons you were in when you had more favor, more relational connections, or maybe you have even moved from jobs or careers or regions or churches. And so maybe you feel a little bit more alone than normal. Right? When you're following God, recognize that at the end of this race that you're in right now, with what God's doing to set you apart, you won't even recognize yourself. It's so good what God's doing inside of you. And God sets us apart for many reasons, but I'm going to give you three profound reasons that are each tied to your spiritual growth and your destiny. And I want to explore these together, because so many times we can misunderstand the season where we feel demoted before we realize that God's actually taking us out of something so he can bring us into something. And he did it so many times in the Bible. He did it both in the Old and the New Testament. And there's seasons where he's quiet over us. There's seasons where he doesn't allow favor to be our leader. He doesn't allow just advancements in certain areas that we thought would be way more advanced right now. He puts us in roles that we don't know are training us for our future. And so many times we can misunderstand our journey. But when God sets you apart and you're in a season where it feels maybe lonely in some ways, or it feels, I'm not talking about extreme loneliness, I'm not talking about where it's lonely in a way that's unhealthy, that brings depression. But when we look at the life of David, or we look at the life of different prophets in the Old Testament, there is an emotional impact when you follow God. And sometimes there's negative emotions that you have to process. And it's not wrong to do that. And it's not wrong to say, God, I'm confused, or I don't understand, or I'm discouraged in these moments. I need to look at you and look at what you're doing, but you're not showing me, because I'm in a process. I'm not just in a day. I'm in a process. And that's really important to say. But I'm going to give you the three reasons. And the first reason that you would be set apart or separated right now is because God's setting you apart to equip you for your destiny, for God's plan in your life, because you're unique. Your destiny is unique. And to fulfill this, you have to be equipped with all of the tools and resources. And this preparation often really requires a part of you to be set apart. I think everybody gets set apart for a season, no matter what. And it allows God to work in you without distractions and without influences of the world. And sometimes your friends could be the wrong influence, even if they're good people. I'm not saying forever, but there's seasons God's working on something in you. And so friendship gets quiet. Or maybe it's that romance gets quiet. Maybe you're single and all of a sudden you're really set apart in your singleness, where it's like you're not dating, or you're not finding that place of fulfillment there. Or maybe it's in your career where you're just doing business as usual, or you can't get into the career field in the way that you thought you would. You're watching other people excel and you're going, what about me, God? What's going on? Like, you're giving me this belief that I have a destiny and a calling, and yet those areas don't seem to be working. And when those areas aren't working, press into relationship with God. Let the Bible become real. Read the Bible for real. Spend time with the Holy Spirit. Spend time in worship, because God's doing something in you. And also spend time getting to know yourself. And if there's areas of inner healing, or development you need, get the help. Like, I'm in therapy again for my third round in my life, just because I want to break through in some areas and also see God come into a more full picture in certain areas that I felt like, wow, I think there's a finishing school for some areas that I was not as good as I thought I was in those areas. And so I'm going to go back. And there's times when you're set apart where it's like, get therapy again, or get discipleship, get mentoring again. Maybe you felt like you were mentored in your Christianity, but maybe there's a further mentoring again to go through, a school. We have Spiritual Growth Academy online, and I'm not trying to shamelessly advertise it, but I'm just saying, people who are coming, we're noticing that the people who come to our Spiritual Growth Academy, there are four classes a month, and each month is a different class, are coming because they know about prophecy or hearing God's voice, or they know about dream interpretation, and they've heard a sermon about it, or they've gone to one event about it, but they haven't actually applied it to their life yet. So they're coming spiritually hungry to see how the gifts of God and some of the spiritual themes can actually make a difference in their very real life. Sometimes we've heard something so many times that we know it, but we haven't owned it. We haven't become it. And many people in the church wore the t-shirt because they've been there, they've done that, but they don't really, they haven't been transformed, they haven't been changed. So sometimes when you're set apart, it's God saying, hey, you know the principles, you know about this, but let's make it inherent in your DNA now. Let's make my spirit, my DNA, my who I am as God, let's make who I am as Jesus, let's make that practical in your life right now. And I love Jeremiah 29:11, for I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper and not harm you, plans to give you hope in a future. And you need that scripture when you're going, God, I'm set apart and I'm not in the place where I'm in my future. I'm not in the place where I feel like your plans are prospering right now. I'm in a place where it feels very opposite or different. Maybe it's just different. Maybe it's not opposite. And it's important that you just quote these scriptures and look at it and go, you know what though? God has plans and I'm only halfway. If I'm in a place where I don't feel like I'm in a great environment, or I'm in a place where I don't feel like I'm moving towards the goals that God had for me, but I'm trying and I'm praying, then that means that I'm only halfway there. That means that God's doing a process that maybe I need to look for him and in him to understand it. Ephesians 2:10 says, for we are God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do. Now, this is huge because God, before time began, dreamed of you. He thought of you, and he has things in your life that he's bringing the character and bringing the personality and bringing the gifts and the talents and bringing the relational network to, that you can't even see how what he's working on right now in you is going to so set you up for the success of your future. Some of you feel like, how in the world can what I'm working on right now set me up for God's calling, for the greater things he's called me to? I promise you, if you're walking with God and you're following him, he's doing things in you that you could never dream will have so much fruit in your life, because the fruit of the Spirit comes and you're stabilized by it. You're stabilized by the gentleness and humility and the goodness and the joy and the peace that comes with his fruits of his Spirit. And a lot of times we think the fruit of the Spirit is actually the works we get to do. The fruit of the Spirit is the nature of Jesus that we get to have inside of us as we're doing all that we're doing, both the hard things and the good things that we get to do in life. The second reason why God might set you apart is to hear him, to gain clarity in a noisy world. I mean, there's times when he silences voices where people, maybe it's the main pastor who every word you listen to out of their mouth felt like God. And right now it's like, wow, I'm not really getting much out of what they're saying. And it's not because they've changed. They're so amazing. It's because God's trying to get you to listen to him directly. He's trying to get you to really go on that journey. Or maybe there's people who are giving you a lot of advice, or there's people who've been helping to be the soundboards of wisdom for your life, and they're no longer available, or it's not as wise as it used to be. And maybe it's something in the world you used to really, you know, drink from, something on YouTube or a channel that was so important to you, or maybe a whole movement shut down that you're like, that used to be my main place. Well, in a noisy world or in a hard world, it's hard to hear God's voice. So sometimes he sets you apart so you can cultivate such a deeper place of connection to him, and you're free from distractions, and you're free from even good distraction, good things. I mean, I know people who I've counseled at times. I remember one guy, he came to me and he's one of the most spiritual guys I know. I love his relationship with God. And he hears, you know, God's voice, and he listens to more podcasts than I do on that are just amazing pastors and Christians. And he's surrounded and feeding himself with worship music. He's just one of those guys that lives in just the flow of the divine messaging of God. I love it. He can't help it. He listens to the word going to bed. He listens to the Bible on tape, that kind of thing. And there was a season where he's like, I can't hear. And I said, I think you should fast from all these sources that are feeding you and just do some really quiet meditation and prayer with God. And just for like 3 weeks, don't listen to someone else's sermons. Don't listen to someone else's worship music. Don't listen to someone else's Bible on tape, but just you read the Bible. And every night before you go to bed, and if you read it, tape it, and listen to it, whatever, and don't read someone else's study, but just try and get into it. Lead yourself in your relationship with God for just a couple of weeks and see what happens. And he goes, I've never done that in my entire life. And he had such an amazing experience that it lasted for like 6 months where he just was quiet and he didn't have all the distractions of even the good things for a season. And it actually grew him in areas that he had never grown before. So even the best things that are on the earth right now may not be the right things for you to glean from in this moment. Doesn't mean that you won't go back to him, or it doesn't mean that you won't fill yourself, your house with him again, but maybe God's giving you clarity and outside of normal sources, and just through the Bible itself, or just through your own relationship, or through new voices. And I love Psalm 46 verse 10. It says, he says, be still and know that I'm God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. And I love that. Just sometimes he sets us apart so we're still, so we don't have as much activity in our lives. So we don't have as much, maybe you're volunteering too much, or maybe you have too many jobs, or maybe you have too many ambitions, too many roles you want to play. And I watch this all the time when I was pastoring in LA, where people would tell me and say, oh, what do you do in life? And they would say, well, I'm a fashion photographer, but I'm also an actor, but I'm also writing a script, but I'm also, and they would tell me so many things. I was so exhausted by the time they would list off their jobs, because most humans say, I am in this career and I have a side passion for this. They have so many career focuses, and it was really hard because many of them felt very dejected from what wasn't happening. as opposed to encouraged by what could happen or what was happening, because they were almost like spiritual ADD or career ADD. And I think one of the most beautiful things is when God sets you apart. Many times, lesser roles that you could do in your lifetime, maybe you're talented for, or you're gifted for, but they're not your calling. Those things kind of fade away, or they go into the background for another season of life. And I love that when God sets us apart and moves things out that were priorities out of our life and says, that doesn't need to be core. That doesn't need to be priority right now. I have a gift of painting. I can do art and painting. I'm a third generation artist. And I love that. I think it's really amazing to see my grandfather's art, or to see my dad was such a gifted artist, even though he didn't really pursue it. In my mom's side, there's all kinds of creativity and artistry. And my wife also has art on her side, which is really fun to watch the artisticness of our children now. But when I start painting, I realized when I was painting, trying to do it professionally, that two things. Number one is it wasn't meeting the spiritual needs of what I felt my calling was. So it was more like something I did for expression. And I realized this isn't something I want to do as a career. And the second thing is it wasn't meeting the financial requirements of what I wanted to make for the resources I need to bring into my life to be able to do all that I'm called to do. And I realized art is going to be a hard road that I don't even have the endurance to go down. It wasn't my passion, but as far as to do it as a career, but it was a passion to do it as a side project, to just do it as something that brought expression and brought meaning to me. And so I had to learn and go, okay, this isn't something I'm going to do. And the last painting I painted that was really seen in front of a lot of people was one of my most embarrassing, ugly paintings. I was like, yeah, I don't want this anymore. It wasn't a very good painting. And I was like, yeah, this is not what I want. And it was kind of one of those times where it was like, wow, you've set me apart. And when you were setting me apart in that season, things like art dropped off me as far as a primary. Doesn't mean I wouldn't do it, but it wasn't one of the primaries anymore. I love John 10:27. It says, my sheep listen to my voice, and I know them and they follow me. And there's something about quieting yourselves to listen to God's voice and silencing all the noise. Sometimes doing a social media fast, sometimes doing a media fast, sometimes doing a relationship set apart time yourself and just setting yourself apart. But ultimately, God will set you apart for seasons away from normal voices and people that are consistent in your life. Sometimes you'll have new consistents because he pulls you away or pulls you into a new zone. And don't be discouraged by that. I'm not talking about like conflict happens and now you're broken. I'm talking about you don't understand that God, you had a good thing going and all of a sudden God does something differently. But if there's conflict, God uses that too to set things apart. The third reason why God sets us apart and really separates us is to really transform us, to do some finishing work on some transformation he's been bringing us into. He wants to bring us to be a new creation, and God's work in us during these times of being set apart really transforms us in a way that nothing else can. Being set apart with God, whether it's in your marriage, whether it's in your family, whether it's in you individually, whether it's, you know, in just a new way. We watched it during coronavirus. So many people recreated their whole career path. So many people recreated how they do their rhythm of life with their family. There was a slowdown movement right before coronavirus where people were encouraging each other, get off your phones. We shouldn't be on devices for 6 hours each a day. Let's do something differently. Let's not have so many hobbies. Let's narrow it down. And then coronavirus brought us there to some degree where it's like we had to make new choices. And I've watched a lot of my core relationships became different because they stopped a lot of the noise and the busyness, and they allowed the work that God was doing in them to be really focused on. And I watched a lot of people transform, including, I feel like we've transformed, my wife and I, and what we've gone after in our family, our goals have really transformed. And when God brings us back into the world of some of the places we're called to, that's more of a public thing or more of a career thing or more in a community, our transformation of those who knew us is so profound that many people may not recognize the old self in us. They may have to have like a new relationship or new contract to us to even be our friend. And it's not a bad thing. They're just like, wow, who you are now is so different than who you were before. That's when you know you've been set apart, is people are like, you're different. Something's changed in you. Wow, I don't even recognize certain things about you. Wow, the way you're pursuing that is different. Those are great statements most of the time. And this is a testament to his power. God's power and glory is so strong inside of you. I love, of course, we have to quote the scripture, 2 Corinthians 5:17. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come and the old is gone, the new is here. And sometimes that takes a process. And just like Paul was set apart for a season with Barnabas, and then finally they were like something rose up in them and it was time to do the mission. But there was a season of being set apart, and there was a season of gaining authority. There was a season of understanding themselves. There was a season of growing in their ministry that was more local. And I feel like some of us resent those times, and we resent when we're set apart, as opposed to going, you know what? I'm not being raised up like the pattern of the world where I can climb a corporate ladder, where I can make this happen for myself. I'm asking for God results. So I have to let God lead me through my life choices and lead me into the life he wants to give me. I can't lead myself there. And so I'm going to be obedient to him, and I'm going to be obedient to the word, even when it hurts. And sometimes when you're set apart, that's when the rubber hits the road with your character. And I love Romans 12 verse 2. It says, don't conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will. And many of us haven't been able to test, like, well, is this God's will? Is this God's will? I don't know. Is this person who I'm supposed to go after and marry? Is this the relationship I'm supposed to be buddies with? Is this the church I'm supposed to go to? We can't discern even the times and seasons that we're in, let alone the world's in, because we haven't allowed God to transform us from the inside out. We've been conformed to the patterns of the world. We haven't let God conform us to the patterns of his desire and who he is. So if you find yourself being kind of flippity-floppity, or if you find yourself being confused, or if you find yourself being somebody who can't make clear decisions sometimes in certain areas, and you realize God's setting you apart so you can, rejoice in that. Rejoice that God's making something in you that's a strong, strong sense of godliness, a strong sense of will, a strong sense he's given us a spirit of strength, a spirit of sound-mindedness, and that takes time to develop. It's not just that he gives it to us, but he develops it inside of us so that we can stand on it the rest of our lives. So I hope this is helpful. Some of you are so set apart, and I know it's painful for some of you because you've been very alone in your set apartness, and God wants to show you, I'm with you, and what you've been set apart for is worth it, because the set-apart season is much smaller than the fulfillment season that's coming after it, than walking with God the season after it. And I just want to encourage you, just do the work you need to do in this season of being set apart. If you're set apart, really listen to God. Really get reignited for your love for the Bible. It's going to help you so much. Get reignited for passion-centric things that you do. Don't just give in to, I guess I'll just look at TikTok for 4 hours. Like, really give yourself to things that are going to make you win in life. And when you're set apart, it's easy to do mundane things that are entertaining but don't have value. And so make sure that you're not just falling into that trap, but be transformed by the power of Jesus in your life. And do that by being intentional, making a plan. Wake up in the morning and make a plan for the day. Make a plan for this week. Do the Bible again in a year. Like, really read through the Bible again and see what will happen in your life and in the world around you because you said yes to Jesus this way. I'm going to pray for you. Holy Spirit, would you just awaken something in us that's never been awakened before, a passion for the process to become exactly who you've called us to be. Maybe we've had an awakening that to some degree, but Lord, ignite it to the full, blazing, passionate desire that you have for us to become the full measure, the full version that Jesus paid a price for on the cross. Let us feel ignited for the passion that he went to the cross for us with, that we'd feel that in our own lives for ourselves, for what you called us to, so that we can love other people as we love you and as we love ourselves. God, we want to love you in the way you deserve it. We want to love you with our lives and serve you in our lives in a way that the world's not even worthy of. But we can't do that if you don't lead us. Lord, help us to not resent being set apart, but help us to understand it's part of how you form us and you perfect us in your beautiful will. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, if this meant something to you, if you're going, man, I'm set apart, make sure to hashtag it's my turn. We'll be praying for you in the comments. Many of you are like, I totally relate to this. If you don't relate to it, you probably will at some point in your life. You might want to tag this video or like put it in your history file so that you can watch it at some point when it does make sense. But God is with you. He's doing way more than the enemy is doing in your life. Remember that. The enemy is like so small compared to God. And sometimes we're going to be focused on the hardships. Sometimes we're going to be focused on the negative of what we're losing versus what we're gaining. We're gaining so much in Christ. Look at that. Look at that for real and spend time on that until it becomes so, so part of who you are that there's no other argument. And I'll see you next time.
Thank you for listening to Exploring the Prophetic. If you want to learn more about hearing God's voice, come over to my website, www.shawnbowles.com. That's S-H-A-W-N-B-O-L-Z. I have many resources for you there, like some on hearing God, like my best-selling book, Translating God. I have prayer books on breakthrough and provision to help you to have more language to talk to God. And we even have a devotional on this series called Exploring the Prophetic. I also want to invite you to spiritually grow by joining our online thriving mentoring community, where we have 12 four-week live classes a year on subjects that will shape your relationship with God. Themes like hearing God's voice, dream interpretation, deliverance, and so many other spiritual themes from expert teachers. And I personally get to train you in my Prophetic Monthly Mastermind live group if you join. Plus, when you join, we have an amazing online community with a spiritual growth pastor who will lead you in weekly groups to practice what you're learning. Go to BowlesMinistries.com or SeanBowles.com and click on Mentoring Community. See you next time on Exploring the Prophetic.